Welcome back. Thank you very much for joining me. My name is Swartik Mayanja, and this is the Mayanja Accredited News Network. And once again, we are having another episode of the Everyday Hero interview series, where I interview someone in your life or someone in my life that makes us smile but does not get the credit that they deserve. Today, I am interviewing an old coach, a good person, a therapist, an artist, just an all-around special lady, Jen. Welcome to the show. Thank you very much for joining me, Jen.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Of course. I really do appreciate this.
There is no justice when so few have so much and so many have so little.
So tell me and the people, who are you? And then why I want to start with therapy, just because, you know, it's what you're doing in your career right now.
Yeah.
But we'll get to the rest. So who are you? Where are you from? Why therapy?
Who am I? Loaded question. A lot of things.
Okay.
So I grew up in Maine. Let's start with that.
Mm-hmm.
After high school, I moved to the Virgin Islands.
Yeah. Very exciting.
I lived there for about 2 years. And then I went to art school for my undergrad degree, and had a great time there, learned a ton, figured out that it was hard to make a lot of money doing art. It takes a lot of hard work.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So I needed something a little bit more stable, more consistent.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been a personal trainer for a long time, a CrossFit coach for a long time. And I just decided that physical therapy kind of fit into the next chapter, I guess.
Yes.
You could say. Yeah.
So that's how it went. That's how you decided physical therapy. It just made sense versus something you've been planning, something you've been wanting.
I think in undergrad, I thought about it a little bit, because I had been working out myself a lot, training a lot, and then doing personal training. You know, you're always working with clients who have injuries, have problems. They come to you. They're like, my shoulder hurts when I reach overhead. Why? How come? And I was like, I have no idea. I was like, but I am going to figure it out.
Now you do know why.
Yeah.
Which is, I think it's just like a great thing that you're a physical therapist in your day job and or your job. And then whenever, when you are an actual personal trainer, a CrossFit coach, when you're lifting yourself, you know these things. So you don't have to go out and find out. So when I knew you, you were a CrossFit coach and you were going to school. The last time we, you know, were together, hung out, we went to the gym. You were graduating therapy school.
Yeah.
So just real brief, because I know it's difficult the whole time, but real brief, explain how that process went, going to school to become a physical therapist.
What do you mean?
I mean, like, the hardships, like rotations, like all that.
I mean, it's all hard, I think. It's 3 years, grueling, hard work. But it's also fun, you know. I met some really good friends there.
Yeah.
You learn a ton, and it's just kind of trying to tread water and not drown, you know.
Because I know
which I'm sure nursing school is.
Of course, yeah. Nursing school was hell. But
yeah.
So when you were in school, did you know, like, I'm definitely going to do sports therapy? I want to do peds. I want to do, you know, is there something that you want to do? Something that you thought you wanted to do and you don't like?
Yeah, sure. I think when I started school, I obviously wanted to do kind of outpatient, orthopedic, sports type stuff. Just being a personal trainer and working in CrossFit made sense. I tried to go into PT school without any set expectations. You know, I tried to keep an open mind, and I knew there were tons of different areas and different fields of PT, which is why I chose to go back to school for physical therapy.
Very good.
There were lots of options, and so I tried to keep my mind open, and I didn't really find anything else that caught my interest, so I just stuck with it. Yeah.
So you're a therapist now. What are you doing?
Yeah, so I work in an outpatient orthopedic clinic in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. And they treat a lot of elite high-level runners, which is not my jam, but I can understand people loving what they do and needing to get back to it. So, yeah.
So, runners, I've always hated running. It's been my least favorite type of exercise.
I'm with you.
Right? It's just not easy. What is the biggest, you would say, the biggest problem with runners? Is it the back, the shoulders, the hips?
Lower extremity. Yeah, feet, ankles, knees, hips.
Makes sense. That's fair enough. So, I know you through CrossFit.
Yeah.
So, how did you, Jen, get into CrossFit, and why did you decide CrossFit?
Gosh, that was a long time ago, probably 2008.
Okay.
I think is when I started CrossFit. Nobody really knew what it was.
Yeah.
I didn't really know what it was. I was a personal trainer. I actually worked in Coolidge Corner. At the Coolidge Corner gym, and a couple of the guys that were trainers there would do it for their own workouts on the side, and I kind of looked on curious for a while, and I was like, that's boy stuff, like they're they're crazy, I don't know what they're doing. I specifically remember the first day they tried to get me to do a box jump, and it was like the jump off the cliff, like nope, not yet, nope. So
took you a little bit.
Yeah, so they had me do a couple workouts with them.
Okay.
And it was fun, you know, it was all right. And then I moved to North Carolina for probably a year and a half. Awesome. And I was doing personal training down there.
Yeah.
And, you know, working long hours. So getting to the gym at 5 a.m., leaving late in the afternoon. And when I get done work, I'm like, I just want to leave this place. I want to be done with work. I don't want to stay and do my own workouts. So I didn't work out for months as a personal trainer. It's pretty bad. And then there was a CrossFit gym opening up like a half a mile down the road from my apartment. So.
Okay.
I said, all right, well, I'll go check it out. And it was, I was done, sold. First intro class in the park, I was sold.
And you're like, this is what I wanted.
I was a member at CrossFit for a while, and I was like, why am I doing personal training any other way than this way, which is so much more fun.
Okay, and so that's how you went from being, because you were a personal trainer before, coaching CrossFit just made sense, and you just like, and you loved CrossFit.
Yeah, absolutely.
So are you... competitor, like where do you see yourself in the CrossFit range of like, I'm going to the games and I'm going to win versus I don't want to do a box jump and like, you know, like I just want to do the fun stuff of CrossFit.
Yeah. I mean, I think my CrossFit world has kind of evolved,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the beginning when I first started CrossFit, probably like everyone, you're super excited. You want to talk about it all the time.
Yeah, that's
like
right.
CrossFitters
you
do.
Believe.
You know, you want everyone to come to CrossFit with you. And then it, you know, I did some competitions in the beginning when they were smaller, on a smaller scale, certainly not what the CrossFit games are now.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun and, you know, I had a good time. And then got more into coaching. So the more you coach, the less time you have to work out, especially when you're in PT school full time. So I ended up working out by myself a lot. So that's when I started doing a lot more Olympic lifting because I found that was an easy thing for me to do by myself. Just get really focused and centered and not have to have the group around me. Certainly can't do conditioning workouts by myself. So
forget about doing conditioning workouts.
Scratch those and went with the weightlifting instead.
Because when I met you, when I started at Forever CrossFit, that's where I met Jen when she was a coach. You didn't do much of the other CrossFit, you know, type movements. I mean, you knew how to do it, which was very impressive, very envious, but you didn't do it much. You did mainly Olympic lifting.
Right.
When did you go from CrossFitting, from being a personal trainer to I want to Olympic lift, and not just Olympic lift, but compete doing Olympic lifting?
Probably during PT school.
Okay.
So when my schedule got really full, you know, the only time I had to work out was before coaching classes.
My God.
So I wasn't able to participate in classes. So that's when I started doing more lifting on my own. And I was like, oh, this is fun. Like, I've devoted a lot of time to this. I might as well try a couple competitions. And so it's been fun.
So it's been fun. I mean, she says it just nonchalantly, but she was kind of the shit. You were pretty damn good. So did you do like big competitions, bigger than the ones you did for CrossFit? Like, how serious did you see yourself in Olympic lifting?
I mean, I guess kind of like semi-serious on a very local, small scale. You know, like I would get like first or second place out of my weight class of a few people.
No big deal.
But, you know, my ultimate goals were to qualify for the American Open.
Yes.
You know, I just kind of always fell short. So,
yeah.
You know, certainly not high caliber lifter, but can hold my own most of the time.
So the thing is with CrossFit, Olympic lifting and just lifting in general, I've always been super confused. So can you just help me? Because I was super, I've always had a hard time separating the two. Help me understand the difference between Olympic lifting and powerlifting.
Okay.
Yes.
Olympic lifting is two lifts.
Okay.
The snatch, the clean and jerk.
The snatch and the clean and jerk. And the snatch, I'll have this mini video down somewhere here showing you what the snatch is and the clean and jerk. And then powerlifting.
Powerlifting is squat, deadlift, Bench press.
Bench press.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love myself some bench press.
Yeah.
I love it. Did you
do not love bench press?
Did you ever, ever go into powerlifting?
No.
Never. Not even like a little bit.
No.
No. See, that's the thing. I think for most, I think, people, I want to say, powerlifting is like what they're taught.
Yeah,
you
sure.
You know, like just like even like high school, like being a football player, being an athlete in general, in any sport, I've just seen everyone do the deadlift, do the bench press. And what's the third?
Squat.
Squat
is king.
Exactly. You got to do the squat no matter what you do. The squat is just, you have to do it. But that's why I always just got the two confused. But Olympic lifting, I feel like, is a bigger sport, right? I don't think, is there Olympic powerlifting? There's only Olympic lifting.
Olympic lifting.
Yes.
Weightlifting is Olympic lifting.
Okay. Yes.
So
yes.
If you're doing powerlifting, then you call it powerlifting.
Lifting is Olympic lifting.
Yeah.
That's awesome. See, it's pretty badass. Now I know. Now I know. Thank
you. There
you go. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about this.
Yes.
Just this beautiful piece of work we have behind us, and then just all around us that you guys can't see, but I will be putting pictures up so you can see this amazing artwork. So you went into school, your undergrad, so we know that this is something that you wanted for art. Where did that start?
Study hall in high school.
Study hall in high school.
Yeah, so we could, I think if your grades were high enough,
mm-hmm.
you could sign out of study hall and go to the art room.
Yes.
So I was like, of course I will go to the art room during my study hall instead of sit in silence.
Exactly.
So I would just go to the art room and I would work on projects. I would finish projects for my art class and then start other projects. And
And this was just something that you've just had in you like the whole time, right? For me, just to let you, so for me, art is very, it just, not that it doesn't come natural, it's something that like I cringe when I have to do, right? Like when I had a class that like you needed to do art or draw or post or whatever,
sure,
I just shied away.
Because you haven't practiced it.
And so you think it's a practice thing.
Absolutely. Like any other skill, I think you can develop art skills and creative skills.
Yeah, so I've always seen art as like a talent versus a skill.
Know.
You definitely think it's a skill.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you read the book Mindset?
No.
You should.
So you hear, if you want to be an artist or if you think that art is just as a talent, please read Mindset.
Yes.
So tell me the process from not knowing anything, sitting in front of a blank canvas or a blank paper, to creating gorgeous works like this. How does that work?
I don't know. I still get anxiety at the blank white canvas.
Oh,
so. I'm a perfectionist, so it's really hard.
Okay.
I generally don't do art that looks like real things.
Mm.
So this is different than a lot of my other work, and you'll have to show them
yes.
the stuff that's on these walls that they can't see.
Exactly.
But generally, I do shapes and patterns. If I'm painting, shapes, patterns, textures, color. They're all inspired by something
yes.
in nature or in life, but it could be anything.
It could be anything.
Yeah.
And
so that's how I avoid my perfectionist tendencies. I'm like, yeah, it's great. It looks just how I wanted it to look. No problem.
So tell me, is art something that you have like scheduled? Like I need to get a piece of work done every week? Every 2 weeks?
No.
You don't. So
no.
It's just whenever it comes to you.
Yeah. This took me at least 2 years. So this was like
my God.
The during PT school project.
2 years?
Yeah. And so I would just pick a section. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to chip away
Lord
at this
mercy.
Today. I'm just going to put the dots in here today.
See, that's something that I feel like would just be like gnawing at me for like life.
Yeah.
I can't work on something but you have in your head like an end result like you want it to look,
not,
right?
For this, no. You know, I started pieces and then I added to it. And so it evolved over time, changed with my mood, you know, so.
My goodness. All right.
So, I didn't know what this was going to be when I started it.
Okay. So when I walk into the art museum, there's sections, different sections of the art museum. What type of art do you do?
If you had to
put yourself in that, like, you know.
I mean, you could just be generic and say it's modern art, you know, like I wouldn't call it exactly abstract.
Okay.
But maybe a little bit. And when you show them these other things on the walls, they might
yes.
see that. I do a lot of things. So when I went to undergrad, I went for ceramics. I went to Alfred University, which is a really well-known school for ceramic art.
Okay.
So I did a lot of ceramics while I was in school. I did lamp design. I was just showing you that earlier. Yes. I did welding. I did paper making.
Welding?
Yeah.
That's badass.
Yeah.
That's
so I made
cool.
some pretty cool sculptures.
Is that yours?
Yes. Oh, yeah, a ceramic beans. Sculpture.
Okay.
So I really only started painting more after undergrad.
Okay.
Because I didn't have a clay studio. You need a lot of space. You make a big mess, and you don't want to do that in your house.
and so is the Virgin Islands, does that have anything to do with art?
Oh, geez. I don't think so. Not really, no.
So, just to take a side step,
segue.
Let's talk about the Virgin Islands just for a little bit. Just a little bit. What was the whole idea of going to the Virgin Islands? Because that's like, you know, vacation, retirement, like heaven. You did it right after.
After high school.
So why? What happened
then? I think I was avoiding reality. I didn't really want to go to college. I hadn't decided. So my senior year study hall things didn't happen until after applications to colleges, things like that. I hadn't really gotten that art bug that I needed to go to art school.
Mm.
So at that time, I was like, you know what? I just need to take a year off. Like, you know, I can't make up my mind. I'm not going to settle. I want to go to school for something that I really enjoy and that I want to study.
Yes.
So I decided that I was moving to the Virgin Islands. Isn't that what everybody does?
It's impressive. It really is. When you were down there, were you like working? Was it just like time for myself? Like, what were you doing?
I worked. Yeah. I left. I went by myself.
That's insane. Your parents, you have to love them forever for that.
I'm sorry, Mom. I've already apologized to my mom. I think she didn't sleep for probably 2 weeks.
It's crazy.
But I went by myself. I didn't have a job. I didn't have a place to stay. And I look back at it now and I have no idea how I did that.
I love it. I love it. Okay, let's just jump back into art.
Okay. All right.
So we know that you don't like to put yourself in a box as an artist, right? So you do generic modern type art. You've done welding. You've done ceramics. You've done just the whole gamut, right?
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite type of art? Do you have a favorite artist? Do you have a favorite piece of your own?
Oh, that was a lot of questions.
It was.
All in one.
Okay. Favorite type of art?
Favorite type of art. I mean, I love ceramics.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
I mean,
that makes sense.
That's why I went to school for it.
Yeah.
I love functional pottery. Should we drink out of our glass?
Yes.
Our
look at this. Cheers.
Cheers.
Functional pottery.
I made both of these cups.
So, this is ceramics?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, like...
So what type of material is used in ceramics?
Clay.
Okay. All right. Just to make...
Have you seen the movie Ghost?
Yes.
Okay. You know, when they're on the pottery wheel and they're doing like the thing. Super romantic.
That's ceramics.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's your favorite type. Do you have a favorite piece of your own / like Picasso, you know, big stuff? But I'm more curious of your own.
Of my own. Ceramic stuff?
Anything. Anything.
I mean, I'm really digging on the canvas things that I showed you in the hallway that I just started.
You guys are going to see all of this. You're going to see all of it.
So that was a new thing. So my latest paintings and drawings are a little bit more medically inspired. So
makes sense.
Yeah. Trying to combine my passions.
Yes.
So the drawing that I showed you that's hanging on the wall is capillaries, which I'm sure you can appreciate. So we're
now,
the red.
Now it makes sense.
The red and the blue,
exactly.
They come together.
Hey,
oxygenated blood, deoxygenated blood. Medical nerds. So then I cut it out.
Okay.
And so it's a little bit more of a three-dimensional thing going on.
Wow,
still a painting, but it kind of morphs off the wall. There's some shadows. So that was really fun, and that was just a little experiment. So I'm going to keep going with that.
See, so that's the thing. So like with like just being an artist, like obviously you get better as time goes on because you're just doing it, right?
Yeah.
So do you feel like every time you make a painting, that is your favorite? Or
no.
Like a piece? No.
Definitely
so
not.
Sometimes you're like, let's just put that in the closet.
I made some really bad stuff.
Oh,
gessoed over one of my old paintings, actually, to reuse the canvas.
Are you serious?
Painted over it.
No,
I was like, this
no,
is crap.
No.
Yeah, it was total
oh,
crap.
Goodness.
All good artists do that.
Okay.
Don't you know?
Okay.
And they like do images of paintings. They find like six Rembrandts underneath.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So tell me, what do you think about this new thing that's just blown up? I think in the last 5, maybe 8 years with the paint bars. What's your perspective on paint bars? Do you think it's like, you know, it's like faking the culture? Do you think it's just
I think it's fun. That wine glass painting over there is from a paint night that I did with one of my friends.
Yeah, because like I feel like art very much like wine. There's like the regular, you know, like people who do art, people who drink wine, who are like, yeah, it's nice. Like, try this, try that. And then there's that, you know, ooh, pinky in the air. Like, you know, ooh, this is special. You can't mess with the, you know, the process, the concept. Yeah. But you think paint bar is a good thing.
I do, yeah. Why not?
I love it. Like, I've only been twice. I've only been twice. The finished result was trash, but I do enjoy the whole thing.
Yeah.
It really got me into art for someone who really hates it.
Yeah, and I think it goes back to what you're saying. Like, I'm not good at art. It's not a talent that I have.
Exactly.
And so everybody has that artist in them when they're little. You know, you're finger painting, you're drawing, you're making a mess. It's great. It's fun.
Yes.
And then somewhere along the line, you decide that you're not good at it and you stop doing it and you start hating it,
right? Forever, yeah.
But then you have a couple glasses of wine and somebody throws a canvas in front of you and you're like, this is fun again, right?
And I'm pretty good until you sober up.
Yeah. So I think it's a good intro for people to kind of re-explore art.
So in the beginning, you said that you decided on therapy because it is tough to be an artist.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, be an artist, like, as a living, as your career, as your job.
Right.
So explain that to me. How do you balance that? Like, I have a life. Like, I have to go to work. I have to coach in CrossFitters. Like, I do that versus this is my passion. I want to do this as often, as long as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you don't have one passion, you know? So I have passion for art. I have passion for physical therapy. I have passion for CrossFit and training and lifting and just working with people in that setting. So it's like the best of all worlds.
So you don't think it's like one's overlapping the other. You feel like you've gotten a good, you know, you're in a good place right now.
Yeah, right now I would say.
Good
and,
for you.
And,
see, that's
like
the goal.
I'm trying to combine things, you know?
Oh,
so I'm trying to do more medically inspired art and kind of branch out into that.
Which is very good.
Yeah.
So, like, I do this for all the people who I interview because I think it's important. I call this an Everyday Hero interview series because I believe that the people I interview inspire people. So I want you to give advice to all the youngsters in study hall right now, doodling away, who think they want to become an artist. What would the best advice you can give them?
Just do it. Do it.
See, that's some good advice, right? But what happens when just doing it hits, you know, shit hits the wall?
I mean, you figure it out, you know? Yeah. Like, we all have an idea of what we want to do and what we want to be and, you know, where do you want to be in 10 years,
exactly.
You know? And we've got this idea of what it looks like and it never ends up that way. You know,
it's a
curvy path, you know, that's never a straight line. So I say, if you love something, go after it. You know, if it's a straight and narrow and you end up doing that for the rest of your life, good for you. Like, that's few and far between.
It sure is.
But if you're happy doing it right now, that's good enough, you know, and it will lead you somewhere else down the line.
Yeah. And then just real practical advice. So when I look at paintings or when I try to paint, when I was the very, very few times I have, just brushes. Like, I feel like there's an infinite amount of brushes and, like, paint and all of that craziness.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite? Do you have a type that you use, a company, anything?
I don't.
Or is it just, like, to each his own?
Yeah, I think to each his own. And I'm just really cheap. I don't invest a lot in brushes or in paint or things like that. I just use what I have. I have supplies from high school. I have supplies from college
there
that I'm still
go.
Using up. And
you got to do what you got to do.
Be economical and creative and use what you got.
So that's awesome. Jen, honestly, thank you very much for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
So you said earlier that you have an Etsy, right?
Yes.
And that's where you sell your art?
Yep.
Awesome. So I'm going to have that in the description below. I am going to have pictures throughout this entire interview of all the beautiful, beautiful things that I had the pleasure of looking when I walked into this nice house. Anything else that you would like to talk about, say specifically on art, because I think that's something I am very far from, and it's just hard for me to wrap my head around an artist's mind.
I don't know. I mean, what's so out there for you?
The thing, because I'm very scientific and I need things very like, you know, A, B, C, this is the process. If you throw me into an empty room and say, do something, I like fall asleep, right?
Yeah.
I don't, there's nothing, you know, if there's no path, if there's no, this is what needs to happen, I can't go anywhere.
Yeah, you gotta embrace it. You know, it's, like I said, I struggle with that too because I'm a perfectionist. So when you start something and I want it to look a certain way and it doesn't,
yes,
I get frustrated, but you just have to know that it's going to turn into something good and you just got to keep working with it and keep working with it. You know, like this painting here, I'm like,
exactly.
I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know if this is going to look right. And you keep working at it, and if it doesn't work, you just cover it up with some other weird pattern, you know?
Do it again.
You just keep going. I mean, it's funny because when I went back to school for physical therapy, I had to do all math and science credits because I didn't have any from my undergrad.
Lord mercy.
And I hated math in high school. Hated it. And I was so happy to go to art school where I didn't have to take math. And then I got to my prerequisite classes. I was taking algebra. I was taking calculus. It was horrible, right? I thought it was going to be miserable. And I was like, you know what? This is kind of nice.
Good
like,
for
there's,
you.
There's an answer, right? You go to an art critique and they're like, how does this make you feel?
Oh, yeah. Forget about
right?
it.
Right? And you're like, I don't know. It's it's really blue. And you're like, okay,
that's
what?
True.
You don't know what grade you're getting. You don't
exactly.
know what standards you're being judged on. You know, it's very subjective.
Mm.
And math and science is very clear cut. There's an answer.
It's close to my heart. I
yeah.
love it. I
yeah.
love it. You give
so,
me the answer. That's
so I came to the other side. So now you need to flip back and
I'm
and
gonna
get to the,
visit that paper a couple more
get to
times.
The vague side, you know.
Yeah, out there
yeah,
in nature.
Yeah.
Jen, thank you so very much. Like I do for all my guests, 5 years from now, when you're the you know, the best coach in CrossFit Olympic lifting history, when your art is, you know, in every art museum across the globe, and I hit you up and I say, can I please get another interview on my nice setup here? Would you do me the honors?
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, Jen. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you, Q.
If you say that getting the money is the most important thing, you will spend your life completely wasting your time. You'll be doing things you don't like doing in order to go on living, that is, to go on doing things you don't like doing, which is stupid. Better to have a short life that is full of what you like doing than a long life spent in a miserable way.
Thank you very much for listening to the podcast. I really do appreciate it because I believe in this podcast. But the truth is, this podcast is nothing without you. So I ask and plead with you to subscribe. And subscribe only if you liked the podcast, only if you felt like you got something from the podcast. And the only way I will know if you liked or disliked the podcast is if you rate and comment. So please, rate and comment away and do so honestly. If you loved it, give me the 5 stars. If you hated it, give me the 0. Give me the 1 star and tell me in the comment section what you loved, what you hated, what you don't agree with. So I can work and grow and become better for you, for us. So this Cue the Nurse podcast to grow into something special. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Have a good day, good night, enjoy, and come on back tomorrow for some more.